Southern Governors Conference. There's one point on general, it was a pretty good meeting. But one point I thought I'd pass on to you right away. I sat next to John Connally at dinner last night, and he told me what you probably already know. I'm sure you know that he has not decided yet what he's going to do on Saturday when he has to decide whether he runs again. He seemed to emphasize to me that it was a tough decision, but he had not decided. I can't imagine that he felt that I was in any closer touch with you than he is on such a matter, but I just thought I would let you know that he told me last night he had not decided. And I told him he couldn't get out of public office and public life, and of course it was his decision to make, but I didn't think it was enough of my business for me to get into very much, but I thought you ought to know that.
What did you think about the Fulbright thing today?
Well, that was pretty bad. I just don't understand that, Paul. We've worked on him, and he's had more facts thrown at him on this matter than on any subject that he's had in front of him for the last 3 months. And why he just wants to go off on the Tadge Hills line and this kind of outburst, I don't know. I'm having breakfast with him Friday morning again, but it doesn't look like these breakfasts are paying off very well. But I'll keep at it and see what we can do.
You think we ought to do any more than has been done?
Let me look at the full speech. I've just this minute come in. It may be that two or three of the other senators up there ought to comment on this and make replies, in effect.
I think you ought to outline, take a half a dozen of the things that I think would be rather bad in other countries.
Right.
And we'll Chile or some of these places, and then we ought to give them some facts. Maybe you ought to comment on the facts in the
right
press conference.
Right. All right, so fine. All right.